USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.